Welcome to the ILO Future of Work podcast and to the special episode on the outcome of the World Summit for Social Development held in Doha in November 2025. I'm Isabelle Piquet. Global leaders with workers, employers, and experts came together to renew their commitment to social development. They endorsed the Doha Declaration, which builds on the commitment made 30 years ago at the first World Social Summit in Copenhagen. The declaration places social justice, decent work, and inclusion at the center of today's global agenda. To understand what this means for people and for the world of work, we spoke to three leading voices who were present in Doha. Juan Somavia, former Director General of the ILO from 1999 to 2012, Sabina Alcaira, Director of the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative, and Manuela Tomei, Assistant Director General for Governance, Rights and Dialogue at the ILO. We first spoke to Juan Somavia and asked him to connect the spirit of Copenhagen in 1995 with the world of Doha in 2025.
95 was a moment of hope, an extraordinary moment of political convergence, of, I would say, almost of passion, of belief that, you know, things were going to change. The Cold War had ended, and we were moving into a new world in which one key thing happened, that this hold that international security had on the UN with the Cold War went down. And suddenly we could say there is another security, as important as international security, and for many of us, more important than international security. And we're talking about human security, about people security, about families, individuals, communities. And that's it. We believe that that is absolutely central. And the manner in which we have to make that fact practical is that we think about development and we think about society, we have to put people first and we have to put people at the heart of international concerns. And that's what the Copenhagen summit did.
But Juan Somavia also made clear that the world today looks very different than it did during that first World Social Summit.
2025, you have a global disorder, you have poly crisis, you know, the geopolitics is what we see, and the level of uncertainty as to where we go. And who are the first one to suffer uncertainty? It's people. It's human security. It's people security. So what the Doha summit does is to reiterate in that context, the Copenhagen concepts, and it says we recommit to Copenhagen, and they add a number of things that have to do with a contemporary nature, be it artificial intelligence and other things. So they actually have a Copenhagen in Doha, and it has the same dynamism and the same will and the same message. And the message is we care for people.
We then turn to Sabina Alcaira, a leading voice on poverty measurement and development. We ask her what the summit meant specifically for the world of work.
The World Summit on Social Development rekindled people's recognition that without jobs, they are vital to leaving poverty, they are vital to having the social integration, the recognition from others of the value of different communities and their own self-understanding of their contributions is fundamental. It's also fundamental to happiness and well-being. But having decent jobs, going beyond informality, which is prevalent not only in Asia, but also in Latin America and so many regions, are the next step. And I think reaffirming that, particularly in the face of AI, where the job markets are changing, has been very beneficial.
With the declaration now adopted, the focus turns to implementation. But in a complex geopolitical landscape, is that realistic? So we ask Juan Somavia whether today's difficult international context could slow down implementation.
The history of the struggle for social change is that you always swim against the current. It's not possible. It's too. It's you know, there's going to be. It's not realistic. There's a lot of questions like that. Basically, not possible. But in fact, we've seen how the Cold War ended, how apartheid ended, how colonization ended. So things that we were told were impossible, we have proven to be possible. So what do we have to do? We have to persist. But we have a bad context. But that's the context we have, and that doesn't mean that we are paralyzed. Far from that, Doha is not paralyzed. It has decided to move forward, but we've got a damn job to do because of the context.
Finally, to understand how the ILO will support countries in implementing the Doha Declaration, especially on decent work, we spoke with Manuela Tomei, Assistant Director General of the ILO.
Decent work is squarely featuring in SDG 8. 2030 will be another milestone, because by then the international community and national member states will have to show how much progress has been made and how much progress still remains to be attained. We will continue to work, for instance, also through our strategy on addressing inequalities and poverty, to try really to bring together all the different pieces and elements of the decent work agenda in a way which is mutually reinforcing, because the main challenge is engineering all these different pieces in a way which would really result into an outcome which transcends each element. It's very difficult to do, it's very challenging to do, but it's absolutely necessary to do if we want to be a credible player in advancing a human-centered development and growth.
As Manuela was saying, the Doha Declaration renews global commitments to reduce poverty, strengthen social protection, promote inclusion, and advance decent work. For the ILO, it is a key opportunity to advance social justice and help countries turn these commitments into action. In the coming weeks, we will continue to explore the themes raised by our guests today and other topics shaping the world of work. In the meantime, follow us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, X, Threads, and Blue Sky to stay updated. For now, thank you for listening and see you soon for another episode of the ILO Future of Work podcast.